It's time to record Red Leather, Yellow Leather, Unique New York, Unique New York. Bobby Bibbitts bought a ball, Bobby Bibbitts bought a bat, Bobby Bibbitts banged the ball against the wall. We are ready. What it is, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's me, your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And unfortunately, your audible side piece is not returned yet. DJ Hey Cousin, his work schedule is crazy, but he says, hey. Oh man, I got a lot of stuff going on that I want to share with you before we dive on in. I guess we're diving on in now. Let's go ahead and get it going. Another religious asshole told me that I'm going to hell. And again, you know, because of who I am, you know, as a gay black woman, you know, ooh, straight down. And mind you, this was a comment that was written under written for a video that was on TikTok, by the way. Follow me, Amber Smiles Jones on TikTok, where I was talking about how my cat pissed me off because she woke me up from a beautiful dream where Lucy Liu, okay, and Priyanka, Chopra, okay, were actually having, like, they were fighting over me. It was dope. I was like, I don't even know who I'm going to go with. And I was like, nostalgia, obviously, you going to go with Lucy Liu, stop playing. But it's like, but Priyanka, though. So, you know, as I was making my choice, which I had Priyanka, and yeah, my cat woke me up. She started meowing, and then she jumped on my chest. That woke me up. I was furious. I kicked her out of the house. No, I didn't. I wanted to. I was mad though, because you know when you have a great dream and you really want to get back into that dream, so you immediately like you just if I don't open my eyes, then that means I can get back to this dream if I just will it. Yet it never happens. So I never got to see Priyanka and Lucy Liu go off. Mind you, Lucy Liu is a dope martial artist. We've seen her do some things now. She is capable. But we also seen Priyanka do some stuff in her movies. That would be an interesting fight. Although I feel like Lucy Liu might have it, though. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't know. But Priyanka has my heart. So anyways, this guy left this comment under that video. All right, so it says here, stop celebrating holidays, birthdays, Deuteronomy 12:30:32 KJV. He's dropping Bible verses and whatnot. Women don't wear pants, shorts, leggings, Deuteronomy 22:5. Wear dress and skirt. That's modest. 1 Timothy 2:9 KJV. Mind you, I mean, you can't really see if I'm wearing pants in this video. So I don't know where this came from. This just came out of nowhere. This is what he left in my comments. That's insane. So, of course, you know me. I responded.
Who are you? What? No, I'm going to wear pants. I'm gonna celebrate holidays. I'm gonna do what I want as a woman. Who are you, sir? Who are you? Aren't you supposed to be riding a bicycle, wearing a white button-up t-shirt and black pants, knocking on strangers' doors? Stay off of my page. Have a good day.
I said what I said. I said what I said. Someone saw my response. I am an idiot. Someone saw my response to that video, and they had to respond. They said, wait till he finds out some of us wear boxers under our pants. You know, that goes to at Ali Sun XOKO. That's what she said. So, of course, you know, I responded to that.
Girl, you better tell him I legit just did laundry. Legit. Girl, I got like 8, 9, maybe 10 pairs of boxer briefs. And it's just as comfortable. I love boxer briefs. They're nice. They're my go-to. Yeah, that's going to surprise him. Poor thing.
He didn't like what I had to say, so he said this. He said, by continuing to live in sin and not repenting, Romans 6:23 KJV, and Matthew 10:34 KJV, for living in your sin, you will face a second death and you will be unalive when Christ returns. Okay, I didn't know I was already dead. What's the second death? Okay. Well, of course, clearly I didn't enjoy being told I was going to die, so I decided to clap back the best way I know how. But that'll be later on after I share our new POC excellent shout out. You see what I did there? Yeah, that's called a verbal cliffhanger. And if you're watching this on YouTube, then I guess it's visual too. Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you're seeing this on Spotify right now, what's that like? I did the best I could. Hope you liked it. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review. If you want to show your support for this podcast, the best way to do that is to engage. Make sure you guys are doing the 5-star reviews and you're writing in some interesting reviews as well if you're liking it. And also, click the thumbs up button if you're viewing this on YouTube. If you're on Spotify, leave comments under the videos and or the audio that you're hearing. If you're on YouTube, leave comments there. Subscribe, all of those good things. Share your favorite videos and podcasts with your friends. That is the best way to help support any podcast and or podcaster or just content creator that you enjoy. Well, it is time for our POC Excellence segment where I like to give flowers to our people of color who are doing wonderful, inspiring things. So that's coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. And if you wait, I will share with you my clap back. Okay, just calm down. Be patient. Let's celebrate Black folks. Stop it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard of Grace Wisher? Grace Wisher is going to be our POC excellent shout out for this week. I'm excited about this because this is something that I did not know about and I could not wait to share it with you. So I actually got this from the Instagram page at True Lil Graham, TRULILGRAM. That's where I got this from. And I decided to Google it to make sure it was true. And turns out it is. Let's talk about Grace Wisher. So she was a 13-year-old Black girl who was also, an indentured servant in the home of flag maker Mary Pickersgill, I believe is how you say her last name, of Baltimore. So Grace helped sew the iconic American flag that flew over Fort McHenry in 1814. Okay, so that is actually the same flag that inspired the U.S. national anthem. Yet history gave all the credit to someone else, which we are not surprised by that. Folk love to whitewash that history, don't they? They just love to do that. So it's very frustrating. Grace Wisher didn't just sew fabric. She actually stitched her place into the foundation of this country, and she was erased. And it's time to change that. That is exactly why I decided to share this for our POC Excellence segment, because I had no idea about her. I wish that I had. Unfortunately, I went to public schools in a red state. So yeah, they didn't teach us this. And I don't know what they're teaching the kids now. I'm just ashamed of the history that they have to learn these days. My God. But here's the thing. That is exactly why I do this, because there are so many people of color, and not just Black folk, but, you know, I'm a little biased, but there are so many people of color who have played a huge part in our culture, in our history, and how things are the way they are now, you know, that are just completely ignored and erased. So it is up to people like myself who have a platform, no matter how big or how small. Hello. A small dig at myself to go ahead and share some of those incredible moments. And I want to do that. So Grace Wisher, here are your flowers. It's time for us to find out what I said to the asshole who tried to use religion as a weapon against me. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay. So after he responded with telling me that I was going to face my second death, I decided, you know, I had something to say about that. I'm not even going to keep you waiting anymore. This is what I said. I really love how people like you use the Bible as a weapon and an attempt to shame others into living life the way you see fit. See, that's you cherry picking the things in the Bible so you can weaponize it so it works for you. That's what you do. Here's the thing, friends. I have my own relationship with God, okay? And he loves me for me. And I do believe that one of the reasons that he does love me is that I do not play with his words to hurt people or to shame people or to judge them. And I do believe that is definitely one of the things he asked us not to do. And yet here you are handing out judgments like they're samples at Costco. You can drop Bible verses all day. It's not just the message. It's also the messenger behind the message, the intent of that messenger. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. I believe that's in Matthew. If I have all knowledge but do not have love, I am nothing. Corinthians. Correctly handle the word of truth. Timothy. So while I am facing my second death and I will be unalive when Christ returns according to what you just sent me, I'm still not going to judge you and I still love you. I think you're ignorant, but I love you. Anyways, y'all, I'm going to the corner store. What y'all want? Crickets. Crickets. He still has not responded. No response from him, at least as of recording this video. And it's been about 3 days so far. So what are we doing? And I meant every word I said. I really do. I think we all tend to want to respond like angrily and go off. And I did. I got off. I got off. Ooh, that's what she said. I got to get it off. Ooh, there it is again. I got to say what I wanted to say, but I also did not. I didn't come from a place of hatred. I did get a chance to, like, you know, make sure I don't get an ulcer later. But I also decided to use that moment to educate him and let him know that I know what I'm talking about, and I am confident in the way that I am living my life. So I responded. I chose to respond the way that I did, and that's all I got to say about that. I might be nice, but I like to kill them with kindness. Have you heard about next on the Professionally Silly Podcast? Have you heard about Dad of the Year, ladies and gentlemen? I have to say, this is hilarious. I came across a video on Instagram, and this is coming from the at Caden McDonald Instagram page, and it is a video of a guy. It's a video of a kid, I should say. It's a video of a kid who was ringing a doorbell, trying to play Ding Dong Ditch, and it does not go well. I tell you what, not only does it not go well, it takes an unexpected turn. Let's go ahead and play the audio.
Oh, crap.
What do you... Can I help you?
No.
What are you doing here?
I'm really sorry. I was going... Two ding dong ditch, you guys. I'm super sorry.
Does your dad know what you're out here doing this? I will call him right now.
Yeah, he does know.
I doubt that.
What's the hold up?
I've been caught!
Oh, run!
Is that your dad?
Yeah.
He goes ding dong ditching with you?
Yeah, he says it's a core childhood memory and he wants to be a part of it.
Run!
Okay. Gotta go!
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh.
Fucking love it. I love it so much. I love the fact that the dad was there, because, you know, kids don't go outside anymore. They don't do the same things that we did when we were kids. I mean, I ding dong ditched a couple of times as a kid. I didn't do it in my neighborhood, though. That was fucking dumb. I did it in my friends' neighborhoods. Smart. But then, yeah, there were just certain things that as a kid you gotta get into some trouble, you know. You gotta do something to get grounded, and ding dong ditches, you know, it's almost a harmless prank, you know what I mean? And it's something that most kids have done. So I actually commend that dad, you know, and I think it was just so funny that he just shouted in the background. It's like, run! That's just so funny. Yo, that dad is a millennial. I guarantee it. Have you heard about Japan can make you disappear, but legally? Let's talk about it. I came across this from Instagram once again at mind.perspective. Dot is like a little period, right? And so the tagline that got me was, in Japan, you can pay to vanish without a trace, and it's 100% legal. So the caption here reads, it says here, in Japan, disappearing isn't just a mystery. It's an industry known as johatsu. I think that's how you say it, which means evaporation. People vanish overnight with the help of yongiya, specialized night movers who quietly remove them from their lives, whether it's escaping debt, abuse, or unbearable expectations. Over 100,000 people each year choose to start over where no one asks about the past. Yo, I think we need some johatsu. I think a lot of people could use that. Damn, that's kind of dope, but also kind of terrifying at the same time. There's more here. It says how it works. There's no drama, no confrontation, just a quiet extraction in the middle of the night, and you're gone. That is so creepy. It's better than suicide. I have to say, there are a lot of people who think the only way to get away from their problem is that, unfortunately. A lot of people do think that. But this, if I just save up enough to go missing... But I feel like it's kind of like people who love you are going to worry about you. I don't know. This feels kind of selfish, too. I don't know. I'm like 60-40 on this. You know, I'm 60-40. It says the extreme cases, some clients ask for new identities, plastic surgery, a one-way ticket to a new city. Damn, plastic surgery? That's crazy. Where do they go? Many resurface in hidden neighborhoods like Kamagasaki places where no one asks about your past. Kamagasaki. Isn't that like a motorcycle? Wait, no. That's Kaczynski. No. Kawasaki. Damn it. I can't remember how it says. Suzuki. No. Damn it. I feel stupid now. I can't remember. Dude, I don't ride motorcycles. Leave me alone. Suzuki is one, though, so shut up. Literally disappearing isn't a mystery. It's a fucking business. That's crazy. If you want to see more weird shit like that, check out at mind.perspective on Instagram. I follow them, love them. That was weird. I don't really know how I feel about this. It just feels a little selfish. I don't know. I think I just worry about the people who love me. Like, oh my God, that would be horrible for them. I don't know if I could do that. Ugh. But I don't like debt either, but I don't have any debt. Thank God. Oh, snap. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, we have someone else who contacted the Vince line. Well, it's just my Google voicemail, but they had something to say, something to vent about. And I've been telling y'all about this for a minute. And this is our second person calling to vent about, I honestly don't know. I haven't heard it yet, but it's coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So for the last few weeks, I have been asking you guys to call my Google Voice number and leave a message where you get to vent about whatever you would choose, whether it's relationship, whether it's work, whether it could be your parents, your car, your dog, your cat, your ex, your current, doesn't matter. You can just go ahead and get it off. You know, sometimes we just need to get it off. Plus, it makes amazing content. Last week, we had quote unquote Andrea share, or Andrea, one of the two. I don't remember what I said, but that wasn't her name, who called to get it off about a coworker that she works with. And it was interesting. She got it off, though. I'm sure she feels better. And so now we have someone else. All right. So I'm not going to say their name because I always say I'm not going to do that. I will call this person Tamika. I'll call this person Tamika. Let's see what Tamika has to say.
What up, Amber? Listen, you said that we were allowed to vent, which I really appreciate. This is, like, super rad that you have this set up, just so you know. But my neighbor's dog won't shut the f... I can't get my mind straight because I hear a dog barking 24/7. Now, I understand the dogs bark, but to have them bark all the time, all day, 25/8. I know I just said 24/7, but I'm changing it to 25/8 because my nerves are shot. That's all. I just want my neighbor's dog to shut up.
I 100% understand what you mean. I love animals. I've had dogs. I love dogs, you know. I'm a cat girl now, but that's because they're just easier pets, honestly. I love cats. But dogs, yeah, they can be a little mouthy. And when I was living in L.A., especially, I was in the city. So right off of Melrose and Hobart. And before that, it was New Hampshire and Victory over there. And it was just, some people's dogs are just, they woo all the time. I was a property manager at both of these locations, and one of my neighbors who lived above me had this like little what do you call those little pincher dush hound, whatever, those little hot dog dogs, had the longest goddamn nails, swear to God. And in the floor, real wood, which was like really fucking annoying, and you would just hear it just clitter clacking across the floor all fucking day and night long. And they would also sometimes bark. Luckily, the barking wasn't that bad, but that clitter clacking just constantly just... But, like, imagine hearing that, but it sounds like wood. Wait, hold on, I guess. Can y'all hear that? You probably can't. It's really annoying, trust me. God damn, and I felt like I couldn't say anything because as a property manager, I didn't want to abuse that quote-unquote power and make them feel like, oh shit, I'm pissing the manager off, you know. So I lived there for like 3 years and I only said something to them twice, so I try my best, you know what I'm saying, fam. Thank you so much for calling my Google Voice number. If you too would like to vent and get it off your chest, call me 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Now, I will always disguise your voices. You don't have to worry about that. I think that's just to be on the safe side. We don't know if Andrea's coworker listens to this podcast or if Tamika's neighbors listen to this podcast. So let's not use real voices. I will take care of that, and I'll even name you. Well, if there is anything that you can take from this episode, it's I need content, so call me. Call me 805-668. Yo, that is not my number. 668-805-664-1828. In my defense, there's a lot of eights in my number, okay? Professionally silly life rules, we'll go with that. Shout out to the listeners, Andrea, Tamika, appreciate y'all calling and leaving the voicemail. I don't know your real names, but I appreciate you. You guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. Those are nice. They're cute. Nice little lobes you got there. All right, moving on. I really do appreciate those of you who join me every week and chill. If you are watching this on YouTube, my views are hella low. So do me a favor, please click the thumbs up button and make sure you subscribe. And if you could, comment down below. The more engagement that my videos and my content in general get, the better that I will do. And the algorithm will actually suggest me to new viewers and to new listeners. And that would be a dream come true to me. So that would be amazing. Don't forget to subscribe once again to the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, because there are other videos that I do on there. There are vlogs, challenges, DJ Hey Cousin and I have come up with some really fun activities that we can do around the house, quote unquote, I guess you could say that. And� decided to name it Casual Gladiators. So we're going to do a lot of random things. Airplane making, paper airplane making contest. We're going to try to figure out how to do Foursquare, I think. I don't know. We'll figure that out. I have a game called Nutshot. And a few other interesting things that we can do, just casual activities that the average person can do. And so we're going to have a lot of fun challenges there. I just posted a video recently this past Monday where I went ahead and we tried a 19 Crimes wine, a red wine that was aged in a rum barrel for 30 days. So that's up. So go ahead and check that out. I think you would really enjoy my I'll try that videos because we try different foods, drinks, activities, what have you. It is a good time. Follow me on Twitch, Amber Smiles Jones. I'm going to try to do some lives there, especially. I'm going to see if I can connect my MetaQuest 3 to it so we can do some live gameplays there. So follow me and also stay patient with me. But I'm going to shout it out, though, because I never shout anything out. Please follow me on Twitch at Amber Smiles Jones, please. Thank you. And the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. All right. Don't forget, you can check out down below in the description, in the description box, as well as you may call the show notes if you're listening on the podcast. My email is down there and my Google Voice number is down there as well. If you would like to reach on out and talk to me, maybe you have a vent, maybe you have something you want to vent, maybe you have a silly story or jokes, or maybe you have some advice you want, maybe you just want to tell me that my podcast is awesome. You can always contact my Google Voice number, send me a text, or you can even leave me a voicemail like you just heard. That'd be dope. And in my show notes down there, more stuff. Follow me on my social medias, TikTok, Instagram, YouTubes, because I got two channels. All that stuff is found in my link tree down below with my show notes, along with my P.O. box. And if you want to snail mail me, it's Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. All right. Once again, it's your Audible booth thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. That was sexy, right? Kinda. It was a little creepy. I'm sorry. I'll leave you with this. I feel like the words "do not touch" would probably be a really unsettling thing to read in Braille. Right? Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, P-Silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. So Grace Wisher is going to be our P.O. Grace Wisher? Yo, how do you say this? Yo, whoa, the way I almost said that. Yo, Niga? No. Yo, Nigeya. That's real close, though. That's y'all pushing it. Called Yo Nigeya, Night Movers, who will erase you. Okay, wait. Energy. Yeah, energy. There you go. Nothing gives you energy like a sip of beer. Let's pod. Oh, cute baby burp. Okay. Thank you.